His friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim to explain the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. That should be the Refuas, Ruth Victoria, Bas Tehila Ravida, and Naftaira and Yecheskel, Memdad Lamed Aleph. It tells us that Kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevelis and Treifis. The Gemara Menachos is what Kohanim are not allowed to, but Yisraelim are allowed to. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to darsh in this parsha. We don't know what to say. Ravina says, no, it's a chiddush by Kohanim. You would say, Ishtri Malika Legabayu. You would say that Kohanim are permitted to eat a Malikad bird, a bird that was not properly shechted, but it was killed with the nail of the Kohen. So since we're matir, Malika, you might think that Nevel and Shreif are also matir. So Kamash Malan, that no, Dafka Malika is matir. But not Nevela and Shreifa. Ad kan midivrei katzer shel haGemara. So we want to understand why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan like Ravina's drasha? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Listen, we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. Why wait for Eliyahu HaNavi? You have Ravina who says that you need it for Kohanim, since we're matir a Nevela by Malika." A malikat animal you're allowed to eat, so here, who I didn't hear? And a veil and trefa should also be permitted. That's the kamashma on the pasuk, that not. That's Ravina's pshat. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan like Ravina? So we can possibly answer this by first being makdim kushis ha'olam, cited by the Tshuva's base She'orim and Arachayim and Simon Reish Choftes, and the Sefer Meir Einei Chachomim in Chelek Aleph Simon Sadi Beis Al Divrei Ravina. They have a Kasha and Ravina who says that it's to tell us that even for Kohanim it's Asur to eat a Nevel and a Treifa. From the Gemara, which we discussed and a recent share on this topic, in Chulin 120a, that if somebody melts chaylev and he drinks it, it's chayev. For the Gemara, it says achila, it's not achila when he drinks it. And it's Gemara Reish Lakish, the post says hanefesh, hanefesh the rabbis hasheise. Rabbis says anything that's miyashiv, a person's das, it's aser. So nefesh the rabbis sheise. And also we learn legabe chome, it's the same thing. That if he melts it, chayv kares nefesh l'rabbis shayse. Also negabe nivlasayv tar. That if he melted it down with fire, he becomes tame. Nefesh l'rabbis shayse. And then the Gemara makes it srichusa for all three of them, that you can't learn one from the other. And then the Gemara says, what about learning one from two? For example, don't write chelev, and then learn from nivla saif tar and chumitz. Malahanach says the Gemara, shkein lohutr mechlalan, tamer b'chelev shehutr mechlalo. No, no, no. There's no heter for chametz. There's no heter for nivla saif tar. But there is a heter for chaylev. Chaylev chaya. Because chaylev chaya lahedjer is mutter. But there's no heter for the other two. Frag the Gemara, what are you talking about? Nevel, you also have a heter. Since Malika b'chatas is mutter. So chatas ha'of, the Kohanim are allowed to eat a chatas ha'of. And they did Malika. So we see that there is a heter for Nevela. So Nachamal, you can learn chela from Nevela. And chametz. That shows his chayev. Answers the Gemara, no. Don't learn from Koyhanim, because they're Zeicha Mishulchan Kavoa. It's not their own food, they're eating the Mizbeach's food, so that's Beseder. So from this we see that Kohanim are not allowed to eat an Avela and a Trefa. And here it's different because Mishulchan Kavoa, because the Achub and Ajeno, they're not allowed to eat an Avela and a Trefa. Otherwise, Nevela would be Hutter Mechlala. It's a Mutter the Kohanim. And you can learn Chalif from it. And then what do we need Nefesh by Chalif? So it must be that it's not Hutter Mechlala. Ah, it's not Hutter Mechlala. So what's Ravina talking about when he says, since Ishtri Malika Lekabayu? That's not a Heter for them. That's not called a Heter. That's something else. That's Mishoch Mechavua Kazachu. But that's not called a Heter of regular Achila. So why would you think that you can also be Matir and Nevela for them? That's the Kushyas Ha'olam. Maksim, the Weltfrecht, as they say in the yeshivas. So in the Tshuvas Avnei Tzion of Moreh of Rabbeinu, we've had numerous shiurim from the Sefer Avnei Tzion, the great Gaon Adir, Rabbi Tzion HaKohen Kan, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Chelek Aleph Siman Chavav, he asks, then what's the Kash of the Gemara? Why do I need Nefesh by Chelev? Let's learn from Nevela that Shtiyah is Aser. We can say that from Nevela, Lekala Melav. No, you can't learn from Nevela. Why can't you learn from Nevela? Because the Ritzbah in Tosis and Shvus, Chavdal Ramad Aleph, the famous Chitas HaRitzbah, he asks, how is the Isser of Avram and Achai Chal on the essay of Eino Zavuach, Eino Zavuach, Eino Zavuach. Every living animal has an Isser of Eino Zavuach, so how's the Isser of Avram and Achai Chal on that? And the Maknin, Kedushin 77, asks, how is the Isser of Nevela Chal on the Isser of Eino Zavuach? So we have, how's the Isser of Avram and Achai Chal on Eino Zavuach? How's Nevela Chal on Eino Zavuach, Eino Zavuach, Eino Zavuach? Answers the Maknin, since we never find an Isser of Avram and Achai and Isser Nevela, unless you first have an essay of Eino Zavuach, so it must be Zeres HaKosid that it's Chal. Because the Yafshir Binyan Achir pushed the Teretz from the Makne. There's no other way of doing it. Of course, you have to. If the Torah asks on Evela and Evim and Achai, it must be that here, Isser Chal al Isser, even though it's Chal on the Isser of Eino Zavuach. And according to this, the Isser of Nevela is a Chiddush, that the Torah was Mechadish, that by Nevela, Chal Isser al Isser, even though normally Ein Isser Chal al Isser. And if so, that's why we can't learn Hashaisa, that Hashaisa is Chayiv by Chelev from Nevela. Since Nevela is a Chiddush, Omechiddush, Logam Rinan, Psachim 44b. And therefore you need Nefesh by Chelev, the Rabbis Hashaisa. So don't tell me, what do you mean? Gemore, to ask, let's learn Chelev from Nevela and Chometz, it doesn't start because you can't learn from Nevela because Nevela is a Chiddush. That it's Rechal Isser and Melech Mechidosh Logam Rinan, so you can't learn the Aser Shtiyah. So that's the Kasha of the Avnei Tzion. So he answers that based on what it says in the Tshuvas Yehuda Yale from Reina Rabbi Yehuda Asad, sounds like a Svardish name, but it's a Hungarian name, in Yeridei and Simen Kuf Lamed, to be Miyashiv Kushis HaRitzbo VeHamakne, that how is the Isser Nevela and Avram and Achai Chal on the Esev Eino Zavuach, because in Psochim there are two Yalfutsis that teach us that Tam Ki Iker, that the taste of kosher food is like the primary food is Doi Raisa, either because we learn Min Nazir and it says by Nazir Mishras that if you soak grapes in water, and then they get the tam of the yain, and nazir is chayiv, it's tam ki ikar. And from here you can learn to kol ha-Torah kula. Tam ki ikir. And then we have another yafusa, migu'ulei nochrim. That's, we're now allowed the tam of unkosher food because you have to clean out the pots of goyim. Why? Because there's blias in the kli. And so what are you worried about the blias for? What was absorbed? It's tam, it's not ikr. The answer is tam ki ikr. Even though it's only tam, nevertheless it's also so too tam ki ikr. So those are the two makoiris for tam ki ikr. The Nodbi Yehuda writes in the Tshuvis in Tinyana Arachayim Samach Vav that you learn Yal Tam Ki Ikr is only in Isurim, like Mishras and Gulei Nochrim, like Nozir and Gulei Nochrim, that they are Loisa says Sheyesh Behem Malkus. In other words, there has to be on the tam, there has to be on the ikar, there has to be Loisa says Sheyesh Behem Malkus, like by Nozir and by unkosher food. Mashenkein beisra lava bo mechlal esay dein bo malchus tam ki ikir is not doraisa. That's what the Nodi Bihuda says. If it's a lava bo mechlal esay, it doesn't have malchus there. We don't say tam kikir. We don't say tam kikir where it's a loisa say sheish ben malchus. Atkan divrei Nodi Bihuda. So according to this is all the teretz offered by the unzer goyin the Avnei Tzion. As the Fizeh of Shalomar, the Shapir Chol Isser Nevela, the Ever Menachai, the Isser of Nevela and Ever Menachai, is Chal and the Isser of Eno Zavuah, because Nevela and Ever Menachai are Isser Mosifs. In other words, when we say Isser Chol Isser, when there's an additional Isser involved. Because the Isser of Eno Zavuah is an essay, and therefore Tam Kikir is Lav Dei Raisa. And Nevela and Ever Menachai are Lav and Tam Ki Ikir by Nevela and Ever Menachai are Dei Raisa. And therefore these are surim, which are moisif. Aser v'tam ki ikr. And therefore it's an iser moisif. V'shapil chal isu al isu. D'she'enu zavuach. And therefore we would taka say that there is chal iser al iser. Eno zavuach. Because it's an iser moisif. It's not a charig. It's not a yetzim and a klal that in iser chal al iser. It's a normal case. But iser moisif is chal. An Isser, a regular Isser. If it adds on an Isser, it's Chal. Lefize, Yotze, She Isser Nevela Lav Chidushu. Come twice, that the Isser Nevela is Nishkin Chidish. Want to say before it's a Chidish, it's not a Chidish. Because it's only added on here because of Isser Moisif. Nevela is only Isser because it's Moisif on Isser Eshen Ezavuach. Menadin, it's Chal. And therefore, it's not a Chidish. So, and for the Avnei Tzion, the Gemara has a good question. Lamali nefesh b'chelev nigmar minavela. We can talk and learn chelev from nevela because nevela isn't a chiddush. And with this, the Avnei Tzion also answered the kushya sa'olam that we asked before. That you see from the Gemara in Chulin that there's no heter nevela lekoyanim. So what's Ravina talking about where he says nevela switch from mechlale? So ad kan divrei ha'avni tziyin ve'ayotzei lanu mizeh shiyeh shnei drochim. We have two different paths, shnei maslulim, how the iser of nevela is chal on the essay of enoi zavuach. Either it's because iser moisif less or tam ki ikir, because it's an iser moisif here, there's going to be tam ki ikir, and as a book there isn't. And lefi zeh nevela is not a chiddush. Nevela is not a chiddush, it's a normal case. So that's all aman de omar, tam ki ikir de reisa. But according to the Mandi Yomar, Tam Kikir is Lav Deoraisa, then we can't say Isser Nevela is a Mosif al Isser Sheino Zavuach. And if so, how's the Isser Nevela and Isser Rebbe Nachai Chol and Isser Eino Zavuach? So we have to say like the Teretz of the Makne. It's Ixeros HaKosuf. The Nevela Rebbe Nachai Chol Isser Sheino Zavuach. And if so, Isser Nevela is a Chiddush. That's the second Derech. And therefore we need Nefesh, like Abay Chelev, L'Rabbis HaShoyse. You can't learn from Nevela, since Nevela is a Chiddush, and a Chiddush Le'gam Rinon. And if so, we can say that by Nevela, Hutra Lekoyhanim. According to that, you could possibly say that Nevela is Mutra Lekoyhanim. And yet, you can't learn Chelev from Nevela, even though it's Hutra Mechlolo, because Nevela is a Chiddush. And therefore you need the pasuk of Kol Nevela V'Treifa Min Ofer Memenu Lo Yochel HaKoyhanim to Aser Nevela to Koyhanim, because you would think a Nevela is a Mutter to Koyhanim. Why is a Nevela Mutter to Koyhanim? Because Koyhanim are allowed to eat a malika bird. So that's a heter of Nevela. And you wouldn't be able to learn Chelev from Nevela because Nevela is a Chiddush. So that's why you need Nefesh Kabei Chelev L'Rabbis HaShoyse, because Nevela is a Chiddush. All Isser of Nevela is a Chiddush. And according to that, you need the pasuk of Kol Nevela V'Treifim and Ofman Nevela L'Chula HaKoyhanim to Aser Nevela L'Koyhanim, because it's Hutra Mechlala. Because you have a Heter Nevela by Malika, so you think there's always a Heter Nevela. It's coming from the pasuk that not. But let's say you hold Tam Kikker's Doi Raisa. So if Tam Kikker's Doi Raisa, so then the Isser Nevela is an Isser Moisif on the essay of Einu Zavuach, because it's Moisif lesser Tam Kikker. And that's why Nevela is Chal on the Isser of Einu Zavuach. And the Isser of Nevela is not a Chiddush. And if so, Im Aya Mutar Nevela LeKohanim, Hadra Kushin LeDuchte, why do you need Nefesh LeRabbis HaShoyse? We can learn from Nevela. According to this, Nevela is not a Chiddush. And if Nevela is not a Chiddush, then you can learn the other din from here. You can learn Chelev to drink, you're not allowed to drink Chelev from Nevela, because Nevela is not a Chiddush. So in fact that we don't learn it, it must be that Nevela was never Mutter to Kohanim, because Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. So if you hold that Isser Nevela is not a Chiddush, and if so, it would come out that Nevela is Mutter to Koyhanim, and then you can learn Shtias Chelev from Nevela, because Nevela is not a Chiddush. If you learn Nevela is a Chiddush, then you can learn Shtias Chelev because Nevela is a Chiddush. And we need the pasuk to tell you that Kohanim are not allowed to eat a Nevela, because normally Nevela is what's Hutra Mechlala. Kamash Malan, that still Aser. Laman damer tam kikers daraisa. So nevela is an iser mosif. And if it's an iser mosif, then the iser nevela is chal on the iser aveno zavuach because of mosif, and it's not a chiddush. And if it's not a chiddush, then nevela is mutter lekoyhanim, and then you can learn drinking chaylev from nevela because it's not a chiddush. So why don't you learn it? Because it must be that nevela lo hutra lekoyhanim, because mishulchan gavua kazachu. So now we can say that that's taka the machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Ravina. Because we see in Tosis and Chulin 98b or Avodah Zarah 67a that Rabbi Yochanan holds the tam kikers doiraisa, and he learned from Geulei Nachrim and Dalet Amud Beis Psachim. And if so, so what's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is like this: Rabbi Yochanan holds tam kikers doiraisa, oy bazoi the iser of nevelas and iser moisif on the iser essay of Ein Sheino Zavuach. Because if you hold tam kikers doiraisa, then nevela is going to be moisif tam kikker on top of the iser ben zavuach, where there's no iser of tam kikker. And if it's an iser mosif, it's not a chiddush. And if it's not a chiddush, you can learn that you're not allowed to drink chaylev you're not allowed to drink chaylev from nevela. So why don't you learn it? Must be that the pasuk writes nefesh legabei chaylev is because chaylev is hutter mechlalo, because you're allowed to eat chaylev of a chaya, and nevela lo hutter mechlalo, and nevela is never hutter mechlalo, it's just asur to kohanim. And if so, from the fact that you need hanefesh legabei chaylev, you learn that nevela lo hutra mechlala v'yasura lakoyhanim. Because otherwise, why can't you learn if it's not a chiddush? Why can't you learn drinking nevela? It must be that chaylev is hutra mechlala, and nevela is lo hutra mechlala, and it's asur kohanim. And if so, the pasuk called nevela v'trifim and ofim and abahim lo yochlu akoyhanim is superfluous. If nevela isn't hutra mechlala, then why would you possibly ever think to that nevela is mutter for kohanim? Why do you need a pasuk to answer it by kohanim? It's never mutter. So if nevela is never mutter, mechlalo, so why need a pasuk to answer it? So Rabbi Yochanan says, if that's the case, you know what? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to resolve this question for us. It's true. There's no havamina to be matir or nevela for a coin. Because tam kikers daraisa, nevela is not a chiddush. The issur of nevela is not a chiddush that it's chal anisur einu zavuach. And therefore you can learn drinking chaylev from drinking nevela. So why does it asur, pasuk asur chaylev? Because chaylev is hutter mechlala, nevela is not hutter mechlala. Oh, if nevela is not hutter mechlala, then why would you have a havamina that nevela is mutter? It's not hutter mechlala by kohanim. So why then do you need a pasuk to answer nevela? The answer is Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us. That's all shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Aval shitas Ravina, we can say that he holds that tam kikker is lav doiraisa. If tam kikker is not doiraisa, then nevela is not an iser mosif al isra seinu zavuach. Oh, so then how's it chal? So we have to say like the teretz of the makne, that it's chal, that the Isser of Nevela and Erman Achai is Chal on the Isser of Enu Zavuach is Gezeres HaKosuf. It's a Chiddush. Nevela is a Chiddush. If Nevela is a Chiddush, then you can't learn Shaisa Chaylev from Nevela. And therefore you need the Pasuk by Chaylev, the Rabbis HaShaisa. And if you need the Pasuk of Chaylev, the Rabbis HaShaisa, so then you can say that Nevela Sutra Machlelo Eitzel Koyhanim. Because you can't tell me that you can't learn Chaylev from Nevela because Chaylev is Hutter Mechlalo. You can't tell me to learn Chaylev from Nevela. Why can't you tell me to learn Chaylev from Nevela? Because Nevela is a Chiddush. Nevela is a Chiddush. You can't learn Chaylev from Nevela. So therefore you have to have Nefesh to tell you that drinking chaylev is aser. So once you tell me that you're not learning, that you're not learning chaylev from nevela, and you're learning, they have a special pasuk to tell you that shayse chaylev is aser. So then you can say that nevela sutra mechlala waitzel koyhanim. And you still need the pasuk of nefesh because you can't learn chela from nevela because nevela is a chiddush. But at the same time, you can also say it's chutar mechlala. Why is it chutar mechlala? Because kohanim are allowed to eat a nevela. And then we would say, ho v'ishtri malika legabe kohanim. Tishtri nami nevela. Since malika is mutter for koyhanim, they're allowed to eat a malikat animal. They're also allowed to eat a regular nevela. So it's hutter mechlala. So therefore, kamashmalan the pasuk, that's Ravina's words. Kamashmalan the pasuk, that nevela is aser. So nachamal. Rabbi Yochanan holds Tam Kikr's Dairaisa. If Tam Kikr's Dairaisa, Nevela is an Isser Moisif. If it's an Isser Moisif, that means that it's not a Chiddush. And if it's not a Chiddush, then you can learn Chela from Nevela. So why don't you learn Chela from Nevela? Why do you need the Pasuk of Nefesh? Because Nevela is Hutter Mechlalo, Chela is Hutter Mechlalo, and Nevela is not Hutter Mechlalo. If Nevela is not Hutter Mechlalo, then why do we need a Pasuk to Aser Kohanim to eat a Nevela? Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Eliyahu asid l'darsha, but Ravina holds Tam Kikr's lav d'oraisa. Tam Kikr's lav d'oraisa. So then, Nevela is not an Isser Moisif. So if it's not an Isser Moisif, then how's Nevela b'chlal aser? The answer is that it's a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, then you can't learn chela from Nevela, and that's why you need nefesh l'rabbis hashoyse by chela. And then you can say that now that you understand why you need the pasuk of nefesh, the gabei chaylev, now we can say that nevela is just like chaylev in so far as that it's hutra mechlalo. And if nevela was hutra mechlalo, then you would think that in general nevela is mutter to koyhanim. Kamash malan, the pasuk says Ravina that nevela is aser to koyhanim. So that is our third mahalach to explain this fascinating Gemara. And again, bepilpul charif, Kadosh Baruch Hu chodi bepilpulei doi reisa, Chazal tell us. Kadosh Baruch Hu enjoys when we're mefalpil in his Torah. And emirta Hashem yizbarach, yesh od harbei ma ledaber. Ish. Love it, mamish love it. Okay, looking forward to learning more. Please stay tuned. It's going to be awesome. Amir Tashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. The Lina that we shall have.